and then you can change recycled air. There's a little air conditioning thing. On the left side, it has voice, which is where you can hit that and say, dial name Brenna, dial name home.
So do you have to put all those in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it has to have a voice print.
Right.
And then below that is the pickup and hang up button. It's a single button.
Oh, okay.
And then on the left is volume for anything.
Right.
But yeah, so it's like over the top of the music, it'll go ring, 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 ring.
Yeah.
And then I'll look down at the dashboard and it'll say who it is.
Who's calling?
Right.
So is it pretty easy to sync?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll tell you all about it. Hang on a sec.
Hey, yeah.
How can I help you? Of what? Well, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Mr. Shits. Yeah. It could have been me, and I wasn't aware of it, yeah. It could be like, like Fight Club, where it's like I'm pooping, but then it's like I'm also angry about someone pooping. Yeah, okay.
Did you destroy a toilet this morning?
All right, well, thanks for calling.
What? Brennan! Did Jerry wreck a toilet this morning? It's an ongoing problem? Oh, really? Wow. Listen, light a match, buddy. All right? Yeah, that's what I would say to him. That's what, if you next time you talk to him, that's what you should say. And I'm going to have a talk with him today. But this makes a lot of sense because a lot of times at work, I'll see him eating chili, and then he'll just eat the can. Like, he'll eat the chili out of the can, and then he'll eat the can, and that cannot be good for your digestive system. No. All right, well, I'll keep an eye on him. Okay, bye.
Well, I hope you're happy, and hope the rest of your day goes as well as mine is sure to. Yeah. For somebody. I'm sure it's funny for somebody.
Why did your poop smell so bad?
Yep. All right, well, guess I'll see you later. Yeah? Food.
Cabbage and chili.
You don't have to make it. It can just be somebody's food. Fucking shut up, Mike. All right. Tender, I'm going to go. You come up with something. She didn't even say goodbye. She just laughed at me.
Chili bran and cabbage.
Chili bran.
So, you got a problem.
Shut
with,
up.
You got a problem with your pooper, huh?
I don't have a... No, the pooper is in excellent condition.
Yeah,
the
problem, maybe too good?
Well, no. The pooper is fine. It's the wrist. Like, to flush.
It's like is that why she called? You don't flush the toilet?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about.
It's not that you stink up the bathroom, it's that she goes in there and...
And there's poop, yeah.
And there's poop in the toilet?
I don't know what to tell you.
What happens between the time that you poop and the time that you're done pooping that you forget to flush the toilet?
I'm thinking about something.
So you poop, and then you get up, and you completely forget what you were doing, why you were in there, and you just walk out.
I stumble out. I really am confused.
You're just sweating. What happened in there?
The exertion is really... Yeah, I mean, I get amnesia.
Don't you have to clean up?
Just leave.
You just leave. Yeah. That's really gross.
Well, it's been said.
Mr. Shits.
Yeah.
It was you all along.
I was just going to say she was suggesting that it was sort of like I would do it and then forget and then chastise.
Right.
Someone else.
Yeah, you would come back and we'd commiserate about who had, you know, stunk up the bathroom.
And now, yeah.
And now it was you the whole time.
It's come full circle. All right. So we need the news.
Yeah.
News not about my butt. About my rump hole. Of the Bailey.
You need to flush.
I know. I'm aware of it.
Apparently you don't.
Well, yeah. I know that I should. I think what happens is that, like, then I have to take a shower. And I don't want to affect the water supply, the cold water supply, the warm water supply.
Why don't you shower first?
I want to wash afterward. I'm done talking about this.
Hey, you want to hear something about Jerry's butt?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Brennan called, and I guess he doesn't flush the toilet after he poops. Happens, like, 3 times a week. He just poops and leaves, and she has to go in there and deal with it.
You just forget?
Yeah.
How do you forget?
That's what I asked him. Like, you go in there for a very specific reason, you do it, and then you just...
Huh? What?
I get distracted, that's all I'm saying. It's compelling.
What is this?
How to play as the master hand in Super Smash Bros.
How to play as him?
Yeah, oh, that's brutal.
You can play him he's a playable character.
And he just fucking flips you out.
I don't remember the hand guy.
Well, it's a secret. It's a hidden thing.
And people are just discovering it. Or
yeah.
Or at the very least, they're just now making YouTube videos of it.
Wow.
They're the Shocker?
Shocker.
Now, where did that name come from?
I don't know. I saw a really funny diagram. I think it was on Style Project.
Of the Shocker?
Yeah.
Why is it called the Shocker?
They don't really go into it, but they... Here you go.
Oh, is it like Shock Her?
Could be. Here you go.
Whoa, I've never seen that one before. The one on the bottom left? That's like the...
That's the Spocker, the Shocker, the teaser, the Rocker, the Showstopper.
The Showstopper? Which one's the Showstopper? Oh, Jesus! That would stop the show. Yeah, that would stop all future shows as well, I think. That would be closing night.
It would be canceled.
Yeah. I don't think you even get a refund on your tickets.
No,
I mean,
for health reasons.
Anyway, so...
Yeah.
Are you doing the comic thing right now?
Yes, that comic thing you do.
Are you doing that comic thing? Well, yeah, that's sort of what we do.
I'm not saying that's not what you not do. I'm just...
it's not what we not do. Okay, that makes fucking sense.
Wondering how the process is going to work, because I'd like to sort of dedicate the latter half of this afternoon talking about that document.
Yeah, well, we're going to get it done really quick. And then while I'm drawing it, you can come in and we can go over it.
I have a few lunch meetings.
Oh, perfect.
So I'll be with
you. Okay.
All right.
Enjoy.
Chip.
I saw this already. This is dumb.
Top pre-selling games?
No. Next Generation is saying they've predicted the PlayStation 3's best-selling launch titles. They don't know anything about it. They don't know which games have multi. They don't know which games have multiplayer, which games don't.
That's weird. Yes. I would put Sonic and I would put Assassin's Creed at the top.
Assassin's Creed has a lot of buzz. I mean,
yeah. I would also put Vegas higher up. I would put Stranglehold higher up.
Well, they're probably saying that because Resistance has guaranteed multi, so they're probably saying that's going to be
it
the.
It looks like such a straightforward.
What I've seen really is it has vehicles in single player, but no vehicles in multi. Did you read that?
No, really? That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Why is AA at the bottom?
Just saying, it's their Halo killer.
No, that's list is BS.
This right here is especially nonsense.
Yeah, Double Agent down there.
Because it's, first of all, big brand. Second of all, coming out way earlier than some of this other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually going to be delivered.
Well, and look where Heavenly Sword is. That is the only game that was impressive for the PlayStation 3 at E3.
Impressive in an obvious way.
Right.
Like, its screenshots. Have you seen the screenshots?
No, I don't.
The screenshots are awful.
Really?
Yeah. But when you actually see the game, it's amazing. Like, that game really trades on animation.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing looking.
It's got that sort of wushu.
But do you think this is just one of those lists, like, when... what was that magazine that did, like, the 50 worst bands of all time, just to get people talking, like... Is this just them trying to get press?
It could be, but Next Gen is really more of a business site now. I mean, it's more, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it really caters to more of the business side of the game industry. Well, it isn't really a consumer site.
They're not ranking them in order of, I guess, quality. They're ranking them in order of how they think they'll get purchased.
Right. But even that, I think,
even
is
then,
specious.
I don't know.
And of course, this is the first 6 months.
I think I am very excited about the new Sonic the Hedgehog.
Really? Didn't we see it? Didn't it have the same old crap? Like their same new Sonic crap with the sort of boring middle areas and stuff like that? Or didn't we see it at E3?
To me, it looks like Sonic Adventure, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Sonic Adventure is good, but even that can be... I mean, they messed that up. They messed up that formula, too.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's a return to...
Form?
Simpler.
Yeah.
Time.
Let's hope. I think Stranglehold is going to be awesome.
Stranglehold's incredible.
Regardless of platform.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you play that on. That game looks really good.
Yeah.
Vegas looks great.
Yeah.
Unreal Tournament 2007.
Looks good.
Yeah, I'll play it. Medal of Honor Airborne, I don't really know anything about that one.
But you do. At the same time, you do, right?
Yeah, I guess I know everything about it.
Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway.
I just have not gotten into a Brothers in Arms game recently.
I really like them, but that's just because of the... I like the tactical...
Yeah.
The light, the sort of light tactical overlay.
Yeah. Heavenly Sword looks amazing. Untold Legends, blech.
Well, I mean, it'll be a multiplayer brawler. You know, it'll be a multiplayer RPG brawler, and that's
yeah.
You know,
I guess co-op it might be fun.
Exactly, that'll please a lot of people.
Tom Clancy, the multiplayer is but I don't play those for the single player.
I'm surprised that they think Tony's going to drop 90,000.
Where do they put that at?
No, it's down at the bottom. Like, I'm surprised.
Oh.
I mean, I guess it doesn't have the multiplayer.
Yeah, without multi, like...
It may not move.
People are going to have an option to buy it on a couple different systems. Why, you know, why would you buy the one without the multi?
Yeah. But of course, that assumes that you have a 360 as well.
Yeah.
You know, there have to be...
I guess there's people that... Are there people that held out?
They're saving. They've held out for so long. Well, that explains why they're so mad.
Yeah, that's true. They're not playing any video games.
You know what I'm saying? God, man, I wish I could play some games. I'm not going to play it on the 360. it's just a goofy list. Whatever.
Halo 2 cheater speaks?
Yeah, he's mad.
What is he mad about?
Tell him why you're mad. Tell him why you're mad. He's like a prick. And so it's like when you ask him about being the cheatsor.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, man, I'm the cheatsor. Yow!
How do we know he's really a cheater?
Maybe that's the trick. Maybe he's not the cheatsor.
He could be. I guess he's, even if he's not, he's telling people he is. He's at least lying.
Yeah. He's at least a liar.
At the very least, he's a liar. Probably a cheater and a liar. Man, we still need a comic headline.
I know. Amazon isn't taking Wii pre-orders. Guess I'm not shocked. Small Arms for the 360.
That looks cool.
Civil Wheezy.
Yeah.
Definitely like this. Did you hear a rumor that the next Ikaruga game is going to be a live arcade title?
I heard that they were making another one. I didn't know it was going to be live arcade.
That's what I heard. It's I mean, that, again, that's just a goofy rumor, but
yeah. All the new Mana games. That's cool. I don't know if it's hilarious.
We'll see. Flight Simulator, yeah. Kingdom of Fire. Valley of the Bitches coming out. NBA 2K7. Don't care. Ah, this is what I'm talking about.
What? When you highlight it, I can't read it.
Concept Saga. Jesus. Yeah! I can't wait, man. I want to play that shit online.
Yeah. By yourself.
Alone. Clock Tower Movie. Zoom to use DRM. Really? Wow. Twilight Princess, etc. So Evil Avatar does not have the magic headline.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the coolest thing I can think of ever.
Yeah, it's really cool, but it's not hilarious.
Well, it isn't hilarious before we approach it.
Okay. BioWare working on a DS title.
Go.
Make that funny.
Well, I'm just saying. You're right. In a day so rich with news, we really do have the luxury of picking and choosing.
We have the luxury, but that doesn't...
It doesn't jump out at you? 3% of all gamers, obnoxious, foul-mouthed kids. I think that's a conservative estimate. Wii Party, Totem Ball, yuck. Ikaruga sequel in the works. That would make me so happy.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Thanks, Florian. Ah! Oh, she's like, rawr!
Some of those Wii pictures are so terrible.
What's this? This woman is hideous. This is...
Yeah.
She's gonna... Her teeth are going to shatter at any moment.
I don't know why they need to
This is the thing. I am not going to say that girls don't play games. They do play games.
Yeah.
Girls also develop games. What I am saying is that these specific women do not play games.
The women in that photograph?
The women in this picture don't play them.
Yeah, they're not even really playing games. I don't think they're playing them now. In front of them.
They aren't playing them now. They are in a studio.
Yeah.
Hold this and growl.
Listen, you're excited and you're frustrated. Go.
You're excited and you're Asian. All right, make it happen.
What about that video, that IGN video you were watching yesterday? That was pretty funny.
Oh, with their show?
With their little show.
Their fucking fictional expose?
Where the guy's trying to, he's got to steal the Splinter Cell game, and then the girl's there in a dress, I guess.
This is what I'm saying, Michael.
Yeah.
May know.
It was terrible.
I should link it just for that purpose.
It's pretty hilarious. Yeah, I guess I don't need to make a comic out of it. It is hilarious on its own.
It really is. And then they're playing craps in the hallway when they could go play it in the casino. I don't know.
It's like they have a show. That doesn't mean they have to try and act. Like, that's actually really hard to do.
Well, yeah, it is a skill.
Yeah. And it's not the same skill as being able to play and write about video games.
You're saying it's in a different category.
I'm saying those are different skill sets. What's this rumor that you don't like?
I keep hearing this, and I'm tired of it. Until someone has some authentic fucking information, I would like them to stop talking about it. This is the thing. They're always saying that the Xbox 360 is going to have HD DVD...
Games. Okay.
The idea is that Microsoft is lying. That they are liars. And in fact, you will need this, either this attachment... or they are going to put an HD DVD in the device itself.
In future versions?
Yes.
So if they are making HD DVD games and you don't have the player...
This is what they're saying. There's going to be a fragmentation in the 360 market.
Mm. Like, but that's just a rumor.
It's just a rumor, though.
Okay.
Some people say that they've fallen off, when in fact they're numero uno.
Oh.
Dos, not quattro.
Mm-hmm.
So, Microsoft said they would use the HD DVD play for movies, but it seems like they're also going to use it for their games. They're going to pack a normal game disc, like we know now, with a second disc that puts the same game on an HD DVD. The disc contains better quality.
That doesn't seem...
No way.
Likely.
No way. Extra content for the game. Content that gamers without an HD DVD player can download from live marketplace as well for free. This is said by a Dutch Microsoft employee on an event for retailers?
You can't trust the Dutch.
Yeah, that much we can be certain of.
Yeah.
Guess it's the PlayStation 3.
Do you really think it's coming out in November?
The PlayStation 3?
Yeah.
Robert doesn't think it's coming out this year.
It just seems so unlikely. Like, we've seen one preview.
One preview of Resistance.
Of Resistance, and that's it.
And it's honestly not a great preview. Right. Like, I believe in that team. I was actually surprised to see those recent videos.
Yeah.
First of all, they don't look like the other materials.
Yeah.
They're down a notch. It's just like the original. It's like the original R6 video.
Right.
That came out during E3, and the one that we've just seen. It's good.
Yeah.
But it's not that other video.
Yeah. That's weird.
I don't know. I don't really know what's going on with them. Have you seen this text?
What?
It's awesome. So Colors is this movie for this game for the Gizmondo. It's sort of like a GTA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So you can talk to these guys. So you can pay money.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And this guy will fuck you up the ass.
You have to pay him to fuck you in the ass?
No, no.
Oh. Wow. Lord, you pretty. The hell?
Come on, Nook. This shit ain't hard. Just bend over for the soap and start to whimper, but get me all excited. Yeah, you can actually be raped in the video game.
So many games are missing that.
The crucial rape element.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
we need a comic so bad.
I know.
I don't think you do.
I do know.
You're not doing anything to help.
I'm looking at news. That's where we get the fucking ideas.
And I guess the big news is still the Wii news that's coming out.
Yeah, there's Wii news. We touched on almost every aspect of the Wii news. Like,
yeah,
we did a strip that had all the news.
Right. There's the PlayStation 3 news that's coming out. I just don't know what they're doing.
Well, yeah, neither do they. So I guess you guys could hang out.
Yeah.
At least they haven't expressed what they're doing. And it's, you know, the shit is coming out 2 months from now.
Ugh, I don't buy that.
Well, I'm not going to buy it when it comes out. But there should be more information, right?
You would think.
Like, I'm trying to think about like how far along MS was. Like at the E3 before they dropped it, we knew almost everything about their interface, about the functionality that interface would provide.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like really, really detailed stuff about their philosophy.
It's just weird that almost all the news that's coming out about the PS3 is coming out from developers.
Well, yeah, they're the only source.
Yeah, there's no...
Official channel.
Official messaging. So there's that, and then Hoops difficulty, BioWare working on DS title.
That's it.
That's all we've got.
That's the only news.
Can we fit both into one strip?
I don't know what those... What?
Just saying.
I guess
maybe together they could be better.
They could form a comic more powerful than you could possibly imagine?
Yeah.
All right. If you say so. Think you're pretty. Pretty baby.
Hoops difficulty. Now see.
Who's so difficult? I wish BioWare had developed this as a DS title.
Ha
done.
Ha.
We're done.
Ha ha ha.
Hoops difficulty. Is it difficult?
Yes. There's a lot of swearing. I swear a lot when I play it. I curse at the tiny characters.
At the tiny men, women, monkeys, and dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, ghosts.
There's ghosts?
There's Boo.
Yeah, Boo?
Yeah, Boo's there. Boo's a real prick.
Is he quick or is he tricky?
He's tricky, I think.
You know, this is tricky.
But the Final Fantasy characters are really the worst offenders. Like, it's one thing to play basketball against a monkey or against a dinosaur.
But against a wizard?
But against a black mage or a ninja, that's just unfair.
That is bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, the ninja disappears in a puff of leaves.
And then puts it in the hole.
And uses ancient ninja magic to fire the ball into the hoop.
That's not fucking basketball.
No, that's not fair.
Yeah, I think we could. I think that's a hot concept.
Okay.
Like how it's like one thing to be like. There's a lot of bullshit.
There's a lot of bullshit in a Mario basketball game.
But it's like, boom.
That I'm willing to put up with. When Daisy, even though she's a bitch, makes her little flower petal
thing,
and then the ball, she shoots the ball. Okay, it's a Mario game. But when the black mage summons the
hellfire meteors
to shoot out of the sky. That's not cool.
Yeah, that's bullshit. It's not basketball.
No, it's not basketball. That'd be funny, like, if...
It's super ridiculous.
Like, what if Tycho is sort of in a situation where he's... I don't know, he's on the couch, he's reading a book, he's doing something. And a sort of a good way to intro how frustrating it is might be if he's just standing next to drinking something, and the DS hits the wall next to him and shatters. Like, if Gabe has thrown it against the wall, Mario Hoops pretty tough.
Yeah, especially if Gabe had an understated way to deal with it.
Yeah. I think you might have broke your DS. That was your DS. I broke my DS this morning.
That's awesome. That was your DS. So he's reading?
Yeah. The DS just hits the wall next to him, busting into a million pieces. Maybe you hear Gabe from off-panel, "Motherfucker!"
So it's like just like holding it, like
in the last panel there.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't even think there's anything left to hold. Like, I think it's obvious that he's broken. Like, it's probably in pieces.
No, I mean, if it's in two pieces.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that, like, that visual joke. Like, if he's because he's not being clear here.
Yeah.
He's saying he thinks you might have broken it, but if he's saying that and he's holding two pieces
of shattered plastic, yeah. Mario Hoops, huh? I'm willing to put up with a lot of bullshit in a Mario basketball game. Ghosts, monkeys,
spirits.
but when a fucking ninja disappears in a cloud of leaves and then uses ancient ninjutsu magic,
ancient scrolls. There's also a wizard.
I call foul.
I mean, the refs need to get involved. but it's like this. There's no room for that.
There's
in
no
strip.
Room if we do that. If we do the break in the.
Listen, I can take all of that and make a great post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, this is about frustration in general. I can make it clear. Like, this is just a great comic.
Okay.
I mean, if we add it now, we're adding it to add it.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to say what the game is and then go point by point on some of the bullshit.
Some of the bullshit. Okay. So this is Gabe is just frustrated.
Exactly.
With Mario Hoops. He's had it enough.
Yeah. It's just a funny, authentic comic.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, that's what I was just saying.
That there's no Hoops reference?
Exactly, yes. Did you not pick up on that?
No, I thought you meant that we weren't gonna go into that much detail about why it's bullshit.
Yeah, I mean we can put
so
one
saying,
in.
You're saying panel one, it's flying through the air, panel two it's shattering against the wall next to Tycho, and panel three he's holding up the pieces
yeah.
And that's our line.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we can put it in there, but I really want to avoid CAD syndrome. I mean if that's something that
we can
do.
We're not mentioning it just to mention it, though.
We're not? At this point.
No, he's frustrated because of that particular game. I don't think it's a CAD situation. I think that we have reason to talk about what game has pissed him off so much.
Okay.
If we can, I think we should at least try.
Okay.
I mean, even if it's just one more line, I'm fine with motherfucker in the first line, with him throwing the DS. But then, where it's you know, broken into pieces now, and maybe Gabe enters the frame, he might have another angry line. Princess Peach is a whore. I think you might have broke your DS. That was your DS. I broke my DS. I broke mine this morning.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I would like it to be about Mario Hoops.
Well, it is about Mario Hoops. But I know what you're saying, and I agree with your... I agree with you.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to convince me.
I didn't know. I thought we were still fighting.
No.
All
right. No. I agree right away.
Oh.
I think this is a great comic.
Yeah, I like it.
I think it could be improved with the addition of it, but I want it to be added in a way that is not indicative of CAD syndrome.
No, no, this isn't.
You know what I'm saying? Like panel two.
I'm really frustrated about insert video game.
Mario Hoops 3-on-3.
I've been playing Mario Hoops 3-on-3 for the Nintendo DS, and it's very frustrating. No, that's not what we're going to do.
Okay, I want to avoid that if we can. Video games.
Video games. I want to play video games. Let's go play some video games.
Come on, video games. Let's play some of you. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're saying. But he is frustrated by the hoops. Fucker.
Oh. Do we like this?
One word, yeah.
Oh, you motherfucker.
It might even be M-U-T-H. That's how you know it's really serious.
If we're gonna give him a line,
yeah,
a real line about the game,
is he throwing it in frame one?
I thought he was talking to it.
Oh, I see. In frame
two? Yeah,
yeah.
I guess if he's in frame one, he could be like going back, like he could be like reaching back.
In frame one, he could be looking at you, oh, you motherfucker, and then frame two, he could be chucking it against the wall.
One of the funniest pictures you ever drew of Tycho was with him. He was chewing on a Dreamcast controller.
Oh, that's an old one.
It's still one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Like, picture like...
When you get to that level of frustration...
Yeah, I'm saying like something like...
I don't want to go back to the chewing well.
Oh, you're afraid that our characters chew too often.
I don't want it to become cliche. Oh,
James, there they go again!
Chewing again. It's just, you know, one more thing for our detractors to use against us.
You're saying we don't want to arm them.
Panarchy is just about chewing on things now. Oh. Back to the chewing well one too many times.
Oh, yeah, it's like, okay, you know, F minus minus minus. Would not read again.
It's a chew a minute. He could also be stomping it.
Yeah, he could also be like...
Yeah.
Like getting ready to kick off on it. Yeah. See, it's tough.
It's tough.
It's actually tough.
That punchline is great. It's just, I want to get to it, and I really would like to mention basketball.
Oh, no, I'm saying that's what I think is tough.
Yeah.
Mom is always fucking your mom. It's what you do.
Like, what if... Let's take out that first line. Let's just start blank.
I just like the sound.
I do like the sound, too, but I'm saying let's just start blank.
I can always type it in again.
Yeah, because that might be limiting us. What if it's like this? What if frame one, he's stomping on it? Like, he's like, you piece of shit, motherfucker. Like, he's stomping the shit out of his DS and swearing. Just a stream of obscenities. And Tycho is... In that panel, like, he's come upon Gabe during this act, and he's, like, still having a hard time with hoops. And then frame two, or having a hard time with hoops. And frame two, he might be, like, Gabe, like, is sort of taken out of it for a minute. Like, he looks up at Tycho, and he's, like, ninjas should not be allowed to play basketball. And then Tycho might pick up a couple of the pieces. I think you might have broke your DS. That was your DS. I broke mine this morning. And Gabe's just, like...
So I'm wondering if there's a way to make it about Mario Hoops,
mm-hmm,
without a lot of explicit language, like to include the box or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like to show Tycho looking at the box or something like that. Like if we can imply what Gabe is playing. I feel like ninjas are always good for a laugh.
Yeah, looking at the box seems more tacked on to me than
really
mentioning it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like inserting the actual game box, like that seems like an advertisement.
Yeah, fitting the wording in there in a way that doesn't feel like that is, yeah, you know.
Well, and we make comics about video games. We have to mention them sometimes.
Yeah.
He might even grab Tycho in the second frame, like by the shoulders and like stare at him like super sincerely. Ninjas should not be allowed to play basketball.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
They're ninjas.
They're ninjas. Like, he's looking at him, just, like, right in his eyes, like, super sincerely. Well, okay, what if he just, in the first one, throws the DS against the wall and breaks it? He doesn't have to say anything. Like, ninjas shouldn't be allowed to play basketball is enough for me. That, to me, says what he's playing. We don't have to say hoops or Mario or anything in the first panel.
But the stream of profanity,
mm-hmm,
I like.
Okay, just have that in there, then.
I'm saying we could intersperse the name of the game with filthy profanity.
If you want to, I'm fine with just profanity. Don't feel like you need to put that name in there for me now, because I'm happy with frame two.
Okay, so at this point, it's hit the wall.
Yeah, I think he's chucking it against the wall in frame one, and yeah. it's shattering.
Then I love it. I think we're done then.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is great two.
I think that's a great frame two.
And great three.
And still a good punch.
Yep, perfect.
All right.